Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today for your word. We come before it, opening our ears, opening our hearts, opening our minds for revelation from heaven, a revealing of Jesus. A revealing of who you are, sir, and who we are in you. And we thank you for it. We receive it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Join me again today. Gloria and I have enjoyed Dr. Caroline Leaf. My, we enjoyed the broadcast. And yesterday after our taping day, we had lunch together and we just lunched and lunched and lunched and lunched. And we talked and talked and talked. This is such eye-opening to see the Word of God born out in action in the scientific realm. Because there's you and I both know there's been a big battle between the scientists and the Bible. Well, the Word, they're just now catching up with the Word. But this woman is one of maybe the foremost neuroscientist in the world. And the reason she is because she's full of the Spirit of God, been living and walking by faith for over 30 years. She got into this based on faith with the premise that the Word of God is the truth. And the revelation of it opened up the science of it so that now this is true science. Instead of just science facts, it's science truth. And it is so exciting when you get in there and see what's actually going on inside. You've been thinking a thought, well, what's happening to all that thought? What's it doing? Is it causing brain damage? I didn't say that to be funny. Toxic thoughts physically damage the brain. I learned that from her. Glory to God. I sounded good too, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Let's go back to our scripture here. Welcome to this broadcast again, Carolyn. Let's 2 Timothy chapter 1 is our foundation scripture for these broadcasts. Verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. So now notice, a sound mind is a love mind. Mm-hmm. A sound mind is of the power of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, if your mind is fear-driven and fear-controlled, it's not a sound mind. It can't be. It wasn't created to have that twisted spiritual force in there in the first place. It damages it. Now then, let's go over now to Romans chapter 12. In our broadcast yesterday, we were talking about this process, and I want to introduce it again, and then you show us what's happening, because this is what we've been doing for years. Yeah. This is what God taught us to do. God said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But my word goes forth out of my mouth. And then the scripture says, hey, stupid, says wisdom is crying out in the streets. Hey, stupid, how long will you remain stupid still? That God is crying. The Hebrew literally says stupid. And how long are you going to stay that way? I'm giving you my wisdom.
Exactly.
So now, Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Now, your brain is part of your body. A living sacrifice. Now, this is what God says of your body and your brain. It is holy, it is acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, he said it in his sight, it's already holy and it's already acceptable. Now, all you need to do is offer it. And you need to be very specific about this. Don't just flip this off. You go take communion and you sit down before him and you say, this body belongs to you. You bought it. You paid for it. Mm-hmm. And you have allowed it to be my tabernacle. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see here where in your sight it's holy and it's acceptable. And I give it to you, sir. I am yours to command in this. From this time on, I think your thoughts. I think your word. Now, notice what happens. Be not conformed. The word conformed means to be pressed into an image, like a machinery die, and that big thing comes down, boom, and there's another fender that jumps out. Don't be conformed to the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we were talking about yesterday, these are the thoughts of God.
Yes.
These are the ways of God. They're higher thoughts and they're higher ways. Mm. But we've been born again by the seed of this word. Mm. We have the capacity to receive it. Mm. And now, as we take this thought, God dealt with me many, many years ago about back in the days when I had such a foul mouth before I got born again. And Gloria would say, I'm never going out in public with you again. And I'd say, why?
Well, you wouldn't say it exactly that way.
But I said, why? She said, because of your foul mouth. I said, well, what the hell did I say? I didn't even hear it. I didn't hear it when I said that. It came out my mouth without me having to think about it because my heart was full of it. And it, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it bypasses. Now, the thoughts were in there, but I wasn't having to choose them. They were coming out my mouth. They were full of fear and that whole life. But I got born again. And for days, I felt like I had a brick in my mouth. God cleaned my mouth up. Oh, I was so glad my wife would go outside with me again. It was so wonderful. And now, the same thing happens with, well, I'm scared to death, I'm afraid of, no, I'm afraid so, I'm afraid not, blah, 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 blah. All of that death thought is affecting your brain. Well, I didn't mean that. Don't make any difference what you meant. You said it.
Exactly.
Now, in order to say that, the thought is in there somewhere because you can't talk without thoughts. Now, these are the only thoughts you can trust. This is the only source of thought you can trust. By his stripes ye were healed. You take the thought and you say it. You choose that thought and you say it. Jesus said, why take ye thought saying? That's the way you take it. You take, you think it, you say it. You take it, you think it, you say it. On purpose, you make the decision. That's mine. That's mine. That's mine. I have given my body as a living sacrifice. I did that. That's mine. And you keep doing that. You keep doing that. You keep doing that. You put your eyes on it. You incline your ear to it. You see it. You say it. And you meditate in it day and night. And there's coming a time there's it won't be all that long. We're gonna find out in a minute how it actually functions, works mechanically. And one of these days you're gonna say, glory to God, by his stripes I'm healed. Now when you said that is full of faith.
Yeah, it's full of
faith. Cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Now faith coming all the time. But once it got up to overflow, man, it shot out your mouth and it'll get to where that'll come out instead of something else. Mm-hmm. There, you stumped your toe in the middle of the night. Instead of hollering, damn, you holler Jesus. I mean, in there.
That's renewing of the mind.
Oh,
that's what's in there.
The renewing of the mind.
Guess how he found that out?
Yeah, I mean, I broke my toe one night in the middle of the night, kicked a big old green ottoman and sitting in our living room. I heard it, pow! And I shouted, Jesus, glory to God, I received my healing.
Good for you.
When I crept around, you know, oof. Ow. And I finally went to bed, and the next morning I woke up, and it's like the devil right there over me. When I opened my eyes, why don't you check and see if you healed? I don't have to check and see if the Word of God's true.
Exactly.
My toe is not evidence.
No.
Faith is the evidence.
It's already been healed. It's just the space-time dimension.
It's my business to receive it.
Yep.
Believe it and speak it and in the process of receiving. And I said, no, thank God I'm healed. And he said, I was sitting down on the side of the bed, and I shut my eyes and went over and got my socks out of my drawer. I'm not looking at that toe. Check it out. So I sat down on the side of my bed. I started putting my sock over that toe. And I heard it. It was the devil. I heard him. Why don't you look at it? It's black and blue. And I thought, what difference does that make? I have very close friends that all of their toes are black. And I mean, what difference does that make? Because he just can't stand that. You just throw it in his face, laugh at him. There's something this morning to take. So I shut my eyes. I put my sock on. I came in there. I said, Gloria, I'm going out to the airport. I've got an appointment with Mr. Spinks. I got in the car and drove over to the airport. And I walked in stood there. And when I stepped down on my foot, I kind of crept in there. And the girl behind the desk said, what happened? I said, about 2:00 this morning, I stumped my toe and I broke one of my toes. But I said, you know, Jesus said when he was on the earth, that whatever I desire, when I pray, believe, I receive it and I'll have it. And I want you to know I'm healed in the name of Jesus. By the time I got that out, she was scooting out and left. And I'm just standing there.
Talking.
Now, I went through my appointment and all of that. I went out and got in my car. The airplane I was going to look at was over across the ramp. I drove around there. And I'm praising God because it was in me. I wasn't having to think about it. It's coming out of me. And when I got out of the car and stepped down on the ground, I noticed, glory to God, it's perfectly well.
Good grief. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful? It's just wonderful. Glory to God. Uh-huh. Now, you tell me the mechanics of that, the nuts and bolts of what I was doing.
Okay, so what you, the praise Jesus that came out of you in the early hours of the morning, that is a memory that you have automatized. So the scientific word for the forming of a habit is automatization. And automatization means that we've done that exact process that you have been describing, and it happens over a period of time. And it's the time factor that I'd like to explain to show you actually why this thing is a disciplined, ordered, not a chaotic, haphazard, do it once and think it's going to work situation. Faith builds, that whole hearing is a process. So what we see from science is that as you read a scripture, let's take the scripture, as you read a scripture, and if that's all you do with it, right now as you read that scripture, you will build a temporary memory. A temporary memory will build in your brain as a little protein branch with chemicals.
Is that what people call short-term memory?
Yes, short-term memory. Temporary memory, short-term memory. Now, this is a short-term memory. Okay, so what we have over here is, this is a neuron in the brain. The brain has 100 billion of these, more or less, and they make up 20% of the brain. The other 80% of the brain is made up of other types of cells. It's on the neurons that we actually build our memories. Memories are our thoughts. So the little Christmas tree section at the top over there, that's a memory. So that's what our thoughts are, our thoughts and memories. That's what we build. Now, you can see all the little branches that we call dendrites. That's what we're adding on. As you add to that memory, you're adding
via the branch. You're building
the
dendrites. It gets bigger and more complex.
Exactly. So the more times you read, the more you think about it, the more depth, you're adding more and more branches. So each script, every time you re-look at a scripture, that scripture comes back up and you add more branches and you add more branches. As you have an experience, the sore toe was added onto an existing memory that you'd built, which is your God shall heal you, whatever you do. So you've got a very strong, green, healthy memory that keeps getting more and more and more and more added. Wherever your mind grows, your brain follows. Whatever you're thinking about will grow, but there's a process involved. So this neuron has got a long thing called an axon, and all these here are just tubes and chemical, all kinds of, these are called microtubules, and these are chemicals. What I want to show you here is this connection. Can you see there's like a little gap here and these little bubbles, mm-hmm. and there's a strip over there. Okay, these are little doorways, and those doorways are called receptors. Those are the things that are on the outside of the cell we spoke about on the last broadcast. So the little doorways, those are pretty much what they look like. So this is one neuron meeting another neuron, and they connect what we call a synapse. So a synapse is a connection point. Those little red things that you see coming out of there, those are chemicals. So there's all different kinds of chemicals involved, GABA and serotonin and dopamine and all various different neurotransmitters that are involved in the process of memory formation and thinking. So right now you've got a ton of activity, all of us, going on in our brain over here while we build the temporary memory. A temporary or short-term memory is built at the synapse. So that little branch you see growing over there is a dendrite, and one of those, but I've just drawn one for the sake of making it easy, and the temporary memory builds at the dendrite. So temporary memory or short-term memory is 24 to 48 hours long. If I don't do anything more with that scripture, if I don't read it again and speak it, read it and speak it and think and ask, answer, discuss and get, you know, really chew on it like a dog chews on a bone daily, what will happen within 24 hours is that just disintegrates and becomes hot air. It denatures. So in science, we call the protein structure just denatures. It's just gone. But if I push beyond, and on day three, I'm still reading that scripture, I'm still meditating on that concept, I'm still talking to God about that, I'm still internally dialoguing for a minimum of 7 minutes. If I do that on the next day, so in 3 days' time, this starts to actually cause a change in the cell body over here. So here's the cell body. So now something starts changing in that circle up there. A certain protein gets released, a group of proteins, and they look like little poodles. We call them nanopoodles. They look like it's a group of proteins, but only released on day three. So imagine this cute little poodle, French poodle with little white paws. You know how they cut the French poodle? Mm-hmm. It's just a fun analogy, but it helps you. You want to get poodles. If your poodles aren't activated, you're not going to build a long-term memory. So to convert a short-term memory to a long-term memory, on day three, when we read that scripture again, we activate a whole lot of nanopoodles in our brain. Not just one, a whole lot. Then those nanopoodles have to walk. Every day, you have to take the nanopoodle for a walk, and you have to take that nanopoodle for a walk for at least 7 minutes every day. So as input, at least 21 days. And what happens is that each day, as that nanopoodle is walking, it walks inside these microtubules over here, and these 10 million microtubules per network, per neuron, per network. And there's 100 billion of these in the brain, and your brain's the size. I mean, the numbers are just mind-blowing, what God has designed. It's just, the structure's so phenomenal. So we want those little poodles to literally walk through the microtubules. And in the inside the microtubules, these little tracks that these little poodles walk along. And as they walk, they deposit the information that is converted into a quantum spin, and it literally is deposited. And as you walk the next day for 7 minutes, if you don't walk for 7 minutes, it won't deposit properly. The next day, 7 minutes, and it walks. After 21 days, you have actually built a memory that is in your brain. Now, on the outside, that's what's happening on the inside. On the outside, if you start to show you where you're at in your memory formation, your little branches, so there's a whole bunch of dendrites, there's just one. The dendrite's structure changes. So at day seven, it gets like a little bump pushed up on the outside. So this is all happening on the inside, but it suddenly grows a bump on the outside. That means change is happening, but it's not enough. If you stop there, it can still just become heat energy. I can forget it. It won't change my life. If I push to day 14, it changes into a lollipop. If I push to day 21, it changes into a mushroom. Only when I've got mushroom shapes on the outside of my dendrites, so only when I've grown mushrooms on the outside, have I walked my poodle sufficiently to create a long-term memory. Now here, I've built it, I've got this, I understand it, I have a good little green tree. It's a new little memory. Now I have to practice using it. So now, and that's 7 minutes a day for 21 days. I call this my 21-day detox. This whole process is in my books. So then now I've got this great memory, but now I want it to become a habit. I want it to jump out my mouth when I kick my toe. Mm-hmm. So now in order to do that, I have to practice using that in my life at least 7 times a day. Say it, quote it, experience it, don't do it just without thinking. It's really, Lord, what does this mean to me? It's a real internal dialogue
with
God.
That's where the meditation comes in.
Yes, it's not just a saying, it is a talking, it's a connection. And 7 times a day you practice that for another 2 cycles of 21 days. So for 42 days you literally consciously practice using that new scripture or that new way of thinking or that new piece of knowledge. So then you've come to day 63. On day 63, you have created an automatic habit. You have now, you will now, that thought will now plant into the non-conscious mind. So when you kick your toe, that pops out. Whatever we take the time and the discipline to plant, to grow, you first got to grow 21 days, but then you have to automatize it, which takes an additional minimum of 42 days. Then you've created, in 63 days, you've created something that you can use, that actually is something that is accessible, that will pop out when you need it. And then every time you need it, you speak it, you make it stronger, it goes back even stronger. So next time, you even more faith, goes back more faith, either in the right or the wrong direction. So we do that by being negative and positive. It's called the plastic paradox in the brain, where you can do it on a positive note and on a negative, in a negative sense. So the same process occurs, except when we're doing it negatively, that poor little poodle doesn't walk properly. Instead of us taking it for a walk, we're beating it up. Wrong signal. We don't feed it. So it's an unhappy, sick poodle, sick proteins. It builds a sick little memory, and eventually that memory disintegrates, and that sets us up for Alzheimer's, dementia, illness, inflammation, cancer.
The whole thing's acidic.
Exactly. It just causes destruction in our brain and in our body because our brain controls our body.
Now,
there's a synopsis.
let me put this in here. We don't have just a moment here. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the Word of God is alive,
and
powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. The mind's in the soul and the spirit and of the joints
and the marrow.
And is, here was the point that I want to put in, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart.
There we go, the intention of the thought.
So now your soul is functioning and using the brain
as a receptacle.
Now, as it does so, you're taking thought and saying it, and particularly the saying part of it, you've got the Word of God in your mouth. His Word, which is full of His DNA, His life, His Word. Jesus said, my words are life and they're spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that goes down in my being, in the inner man, where the faith is and where the love is and the joy and the peace and all of the spiritual forces, supernatural forces of God. And when faith is mixed with it, and it comes out your mouth.
Changes things.
It's creative.
It's creative. Love, power, sound.
Now you got the spirit, the soul, and the body working as one supernatural unit.
That's it.
Looks and sounds and gets the same results of Jesus.
Exactly. And that's what we're designed for. That's what I try and teach. That's the whole purpose of what I'm trying to teach people.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.